Hello and welcome to episode 89 of the Mondas podcast. I hope you're good. If you want to check me out on Twitter and talk about Doctor Who and whatnot, it's at IanTodd82. Hope you're good. And today we're going to be talking about the Cybermen, whether they've been used well in the modern era. It's a difficult one because I think I do like the Cybermen, and obviously. First Cybermen I watched, Adventure I watched, was Silver Nemesis, probably not the best one to start off with, but when I came back in 2005, I enjoyed the first two-parter, you know, the second season one, the Age of Steel and whatnot. Wasn't too keen on the whole alternative universe and them getting like a new backstory and stuff like that. It didn't quite work for me, but you know, you thought and I enjoyed the end of the season two, the big finale and all that. I thought it was pretty good. But I just don't think they've been, you know, the stomp around and they've got the look imposing and stuff like that. But I don't know, they're just at times I feel like they've just been underused, you know. I mean, I really like Closing Time, really fun, really good moments. James Corden and Matt Smith bounce off each other well, but they're just there, aren't they? They're kind of, and the whole kind of premise is a bit naff. And they're just kind of tagged on, and the whole kind of, and the way of defeating them now, you know. I mean, yes, back in the day when like Silver Nemesis, it was like, oh, throw some gold at them, and, but now, like, power of love and stuff like that, you know, it's just everyone loves Neil Gaiman, obviously. You know, I mean, I'm not a massive fan, I haven't really got into his stuff that much, but obviously, when he did previous adventure with the Doctor's wife, everyone loved him, and then to do a Cybermen story, you're thinking, oh, it's going to be good, and that was rubbish, you know. And they just, I think when they came back with their, I thought it was quite interesting how the whole Missy thing and built it up, and that was quite good. And then the kind of nothing happened, they kind of just went off into the sky and stuff. I don't know, just it's a strange one. They just never quite got it right with them. I think the Daleks have. Again, they've been quite. The Daleks have probably had more better stories than you know, for every kind of like. I'm trying to think of the really ropey ones, the Dalek ones. Obviously, the Daleks in Manhattan, that sort of thing, you know. But then they'll have something really interesting, like a Sound of the Daleks or something. But yes, I don't think anyone quite knows what to do with them. And that's half the problem. Since the second season, I don't think they've quite got it right, and it just hasn't worked really for me. And you know, it was quite amusing to have handles in the Matt Smith era and all, but I don't want them to go down the route the way they went with the Santorans, you know, kind of cheating them. I want the Cybermen to be imposing, I want them to be scary, but they seem to be kind of either tagged in an episode and not really the main focus, or no one's quite knowing what to do with them, rather than just them taking over, you know, like something like Invasion or something like that, you know. That'd be amazing, but it just doesn't seem to quite click in the modern era. They are iconic, and people want them in the show, but I don't think anyone knows quite how to deal with them. Maybe in the future that'll change, but at the moment it just seems to be very much like, they're tagged in, or at the moment no one seems to quite know what to do with the Cybermen. Hopefully with a new showrunner soon, it'll change, and when we'll get the Cybermen reborn and interesting again. But yeah, I don't know, it's a bit sad really. It's like, I don't think it's very easy to bring back old baddies and stuff like that, and I don't know if I would want them to bring back, say, like the Sea Devils or something like that. I don't know if I would want that. Sometimes they do. Ice Warriors were alright. I was never a massive Ice Warriors fan, but they were pretty good. But the Autons have never, you know, it's so much potential there, and they just never quite got it right, did they? You know, sometimes I think the actual body is just kind of a bit sidelined, where it'd be nice if there were more the main focus like they used to be in the classic era. Maybe I'm just harking back to the classic era. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that sort of style of baddie can't be anymore. Who knows? But yes, I've rambled on long enough about Cybermen not being that good in the modern era. If you agree or disagree, drop me a line. But yeah, hopefully we'll get more good Cybermen stories soon. Thank you.
Mondas Podcast. Mondas Podcast. With Mondas Podcast. 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 The best podcast. The best podcast. The best podcast. The best podcast.